Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I get your 16-digit reservation code?
2511-0401-0036-8140.
All right, let me pull up your information real fast. All right, is this All World Communications?
That's correct.
All right. And who am I speaking with?
Ryan Murdoch.
Ryan Murdoch?
Yes.
Okay. And just in case we get disconnected here, Ryan, what's a good phone number for you just in case that happens?
323-510-0006. You can actually go straight in that lane.
Okay, let me just confirm some of the information I have here on file, and then I can answer some questions. The billing address is still 451 South Barrington Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90049.
No, it's not.
No? Okay, what's the new one?
The billing address is 11693 San Vicente Boulevard, S-A-N-V-I-C-E-N-T-E. That's in Los Angeles, California, 90049.
Okay, perfect. Is that just the billing? Did you actually move, or is it the location still the same?
No, that's just a billing address. My office is in a different place as well. That okay. The address that you have is my home address.
Okay, we can get in that later. Okay, and is this a mobile phone, or is this the company phone?
It's my cell phone.
Okay, and let me see here. Okay, and how do you... structure your company, is it LLC, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and how long have you guys been in business?
2012.
Okay. Yeah, so we have many programs here available, so, you know, depending on your specific needs here, Ryan, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
The reason I'm calling is about information you guys sent us, so I'm calling to see... What programs do you have? Like, what is available to me as a small business owner?
Okay, so we have a couple programs here. We have the working capital, which is unsecured cash loans, shorter terms, and we also have equipment financing. So it's going to be your traditional loan, longer terms. So it really depends on what you're looking to do. I know you have that flyer. I don't know which one it says. I don't know how much it says you're pre-approved for, but. What are you looking to do?
Well, it says that I'm pre-approved for $250,000. I need working capital. I want to expand my company, so...
Okay,
but
perfect.
I know that a lot of times they send things, and it's really just fluff.
Yeah, I gotcha. I understand what you're saying. That flyer, that up to $250,000, that's our initial look into the health of the business. So that's just based off your, you know, your prior buyer and history and things like that. So the way it usually works is it goes off your gross annual sales.
Okay.
Just, you know, curious, what were your annual sales like last year?
Annual sales last year, I think we did $500,000.
Okay. And are you on track for that this year, or are you guys going to beat that?
I'm going to do more than that.
Okay. Okay.
And that was last year when the company was just me. I have 7 salespeople now.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, so based off of that, you know, I can get you probably anywhere, based off your sales, you know, anywhere about 30 up to, or about 50 to 100. I mean, would that help out your business? I mean, how much are you looking for? Because I know you want to expand. What kind of expansions are you looking to do?
Yeah, that's what I'm, depending on what the payback is, I'm looking at like $100,000 is what I'm actually looking for.
Okay.
But again, it's all about the payback and the term.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
Sure, absolutely, yeah.
The way I always work is I always usually... try to get you qualified for the most amount and for the longest term, and then we just work back from there.
So
that's the best way to do it, because you don't have to take all of it. Like, let's say you get that 250, you know, you don't need all of it. You can just take the 100.
Okay.
Now, on the expansion, what kind of expansions are you looking to do? Are you trying to get a new building? Or are you trying to just open a new area?
No, I'm trying to hire more employees in new areas. So I have resources where I can sell to different areas, but I need to hire people in those areas.
Sell to different areas?
Yeah, so right now we're only selling in Los Angeles. I want to start selling in San Francisco, and I want to start selling in Chicago.
Oh, okay. Now, are you trying to get, like, different office buildings in those areas, or just the personnel so they can just go out there? Okay.
Just the personnel. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a deadline of when you need this by?
Yes. I would like to have these people up and running by the 1st of December.
1st of December, okay. That's definitely
so something. When I say up and running, it means I would need the capital by the second week in November, so then I can have them out to L.A. to train them, get them up and running, and then they're back in their territory, and they're good to go.
Okay. I gotcha. Now, have you worked with the working capital loan before? Do you have any other out right now?
I have one for $10,000 out.
Okay, you have one for $10K. Okay. Do you know who that's with?
It's a friend of mine, Cashbloom. He owns the company, and he did it because I needed money at that time, but it's really like a shit loan. Like, I'm paying a bunch of money in interest on it.
Damn, okay.
But now my company has established, everything's established now. So I realistically, I'm trying to see what this is going to entail. I could probably go to my bank now and get a loan as well. But I want to see which one makes the most sense.
Sure, yeah, I understand. That capital loan that you got through your friend, is it like a, through a company, or is it just like, did he hand it through you like over the table kind of thing?
No, it's through my company.
Okay. It was $10,000?
His company is Cashflow.
Okay. No. His company is Cashflow?
Cashbloom.
Oh, Cashbloom, all right. Okay. What's the payback on that?
I want to say it's like $17,000.
Okay.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Now, is the $10,000, is that the balance on it? Or is that what you took out?
That's what I took out.
Okay. Do you happen to know what the balance is right now?
I do not. Okay. Yeah, I do not. It's probably somewhere around $6,000.
Okay. And is that set up on like a daily payment, or?
It is. It does daily payment.
Okay.
The micro payment.
Yeah. The micropayments. Yep. Okay. Okay. So I know, let's see here. Now, how long have you been considering to do this? Like, have you been thinking about, you know, expanding for quite a while?
Yeah. Well, I was doing fine. I've got like $60,000 in the bank myself, but, I know that I've got two really big jobs coming up, so I don't want to kind of fuck up my cash flow.
Yeah, I gotcha.
When I want
okay.
So that's why I was just going back and forth on how I should do it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't want you, you know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you out, you know, expand, do whatever. I don't want you to reach in your own pockets, you know, getting low on that. So that's what these loans are the best for. How would you rate your credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
My personal credit?
Yeah.
My personal credit is just like whatever, it's good.
Okay.
But I think I have 705.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like whatever.
Okay.
Not an 8, that's for sure.
That's alright.
It's not an 8, but it's not a 4.
I got you, man. Hey, there's a big difference between 4 and 7, too, so I mean, you're fine. I mean, we work with your criteria A to D. It'd be nice to have like 800, right?
Well, most certainly would be great to have 800.
Okay. And now I know you want to hire more employees, and you said that you're making about 500 this year, probably a little bit more. How much do you think you can make? What, like, would you have a good return on hiring these people and, you know, expanding your business? I mean, have you calculated that at all?
Yeah.
Okay.
So this year, we're probably going to do 1.7.
This year? With these new employees?
Yeah. So with those 7 that I have now.
So okay.
I have it, my accountant's finishing up my books from last quarter. I think right now I'm at 1.1 or 1.2.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll do a lot better. Put it that way.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm just curious though, like All World Communications, is that like telecommunications, I'm guessing? You guys
That's good. Yeah.
Okay.
So you guys do everything. We do low voltage cabling, phone systems, security cameras, network infrastructure.
Oh, right on.
Pretty much everything in your office.
Okay, I got gotcha.
For copiers.
And chairs.
You can't really communicate with chairs, but we don't do copy packs, copiers, and faxes.
Yeah, I got you, man. All right. And I know you said you thought about going to your bank. Just curious, why haven't you yet? Shopping around?
I want to see what makes the most sense right now. And I haven't even, thought about this. I've been thinking about it myself. How should I go about this? And then I came home the other day, and this was in my mail.
Okay.
And I opened it, and it just sat there. And today I have an hour-long drive, so I was like, I'll call when I'm in the car.
Sounds perfect. It's almost like it was meant to be. No, I'm just kidding. All right. The only reason I asked that question is because I know you need it pretty fast. You know you need it by the 2nd of November. And, I've been doing this for quite a while. I know some people...
Second week in November.
Yeah, second week. Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant. Second week in November. So I know you need it kind of fast. And, I do this all the time, and I've been doing it for a while. A lot of people, when they go to their banks, it takes a minute. Sometimes it takes up to, 2 months, 3 months, just for even them to come back and say no. So that's the only reason I asked that question. Now, here's the question. Now, if this doesn't happen for you, I mean, do you have a plan B?
No, not really.
Okay.
Like I said, I have cash, so it's not like...
Okay.
All it'll do is squeeze my cash. That's all.
Okay. And do you have a monthly budget? Like, are you set up on a monthly budget? Like, what would be good for you?
What would be good for me to pay?
Yeah.
Probably $4,500 to $6,000 a month.
Okay. So I'm just doing some hand notes here. Okay, and because you are expanding, I don't know if you know too. I had mentioned that we do equipment as well. I mean, are you looking for any kind of equipment too, like some trucks, like company trucks or anything?
No, I don't need any of that.
No?
The majority of my guys that work for me are contractors, so they have everything that they need. I give my people computers, and an IP phone, and then list to call. That's it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, so I definitely think, we can do something here for you, man. Business is good. Your time in business is well. Your sales are great. Why don't we see what we can do for you?
What do you need for
this? Yeah, what's a good email for you, Ryan?
It's Brian M.
Mm-hmm.
At All World. allworldcomm.com.
Brian M. at allworldcom.com.
That's correct.
Okay. And so it's a very short list. I mean, the nice thing is that you've kind of worked with a capital loan, it looks like, before. It's a really short list, just the application, 6 months of bank statements, and just your 2015 tax return. And if you don't have the 2015, 2014 will work too. Let me ask you this, though. On your bank statements, how do those look? I mean, is it good ending balances, good beginning balances, cash flows okay?
Cash flow is exceptional.
Cool. Awesome. That's like the most important thing. Let me send this email to you. When do you think you could be able to get all that paperwork together and send it over my way?
Probably in the next couple of days.
Okay.
I've got a big, two big jobs that I'm working on right now. So today is, that's why I knew I had time while I was driving. But once I get back to my office today and tomorrow, it's a wrap.
Okay. How big are these jobs?
I've got a $100,000 job in Cleveland, and we're working on another one in L.A.
Oh, okay. Nice. And when are those going to be completed?
The Cleveland job's in December, the L.A. job's in January.
Okay. Perfect. All right, man. So, yeah, let me send this over to you. Get that paperwork to me, and then I'll, you know, depending on how fast you need it, I mean, I'll be in contact with you, and I can touch base with you, I guess, probably Friday. Would that be okay?
That'll work.
All right, sounds good. And then, if you want, man, once you get this email, just let me know that you received it. That way I know you've received it.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
Then, cool.
All right, man.
Let's do some business together.
Outstanding. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate you.
Of course, man. Have a good one, all right?
All right, buddy.
All right.
All right, later.
Bye-bye.